What's up, gang? Friday night, and we are talking about tonight, we are talking about paying it forward. And when we talk about paying it forward, we talk about many things. We talk about do for others. I'm on my way home, I'm driving. We talk about do for others, give to others, give back to others. And, you know, when you pay it forward, it doesn't have to be buying somebody dinner because they bought you dinner. It's not about giving something back to somebody that gave you something already, or owing a debt, or feeling like you may owe a debt. Has nothing to own a debt. Has none of that. The only debt we have is to Jesus Christ. And paying it forward is doing it for the anonymously. Just doing it for anybody. You know, there's been times where I went through McDonald's and I pull up to the window to get my order and they said, hey, it was already paid for by the guy in front of you. You know, if that guy didn't know me, didn't know who I was, never met me before, and just gave back. And why did he give back? It's because he just wanted to show that we think about other people. We don't think about ourselves. When you pay it forward, you don't think about gratitude. Sorry about that. We got a phone call. But it's not about gratitude. I've heard people say that I gloat, of course I shine. You know, it's not about gloating. It's about saying, hey, man, look here. Look what we can do. Look what we can accomplish. If you want to call that gloating, then by all means, gloat. But if people to sit back and think about it, they think it's not gloating. It's encouraging. That's a better word I would use for it. Encourage. I'm encouraging somebody else, or trying to encourage somebody else, to do what I've done. To do what we do as a family, as a group, as VKL, and give back to the community. Give back to the people that need it. And sometimes it don't have to be the people that need it. Just pay it forward. When good things happen to you, some people call it karma. When good things happen to you, do good things for others. You know, some people call it karma. Some people call it gloating. Some people call it whatever you want to call it. I call it family, guys. And I call it paying it forward. Just giving back. You know, because let me tell you something. You know, this past 6 months of my life, and I'm sure all of you guys have had this problem with sickness, and I'm sure you know somebody in your family or somebody in another friend's family that's cancer. You know, and it doesn't have to be cancer. It can be any kind of illness, any kind of sickness. We've all dealt with our struggles. But these past 6 months have showed me, let me tell you something, ain't none of this on earth are we going to take with us when we leave. Nothing. Nothing will we take with us. Nothing. Not your shoes, not your jewelry, not your hats, not your clothes, not your cars, not your house. You know, you don't take nothing. But what you can leave behind is memories. You can leave good memories to those behind that, hey, this guy was a good guy. He encouraged people. You know, you look at George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, you know, the things that these guys have done, the memories they left behind, they made a statement, whether it's good or bad, or whether your opinion is good, or whether your opinion is bad of these people, but they made a statement that lasted a lifetime, 10 lifetimes, 100 lifetimes. Look at Buddha, and, you know, the main one, look at Jesus Christ. You know, he made a statement because he gave back. He gave his all. You know, and I don't want to get on politics or religion per se, but I want to talk about just being a good person. You know, and that's what we talk about a lot, and I don't mean to sound repetitive. I'm not trying to sound repetitive. I'm talking about just being a good person. So when you leave here, those people will say, he was a good guy. Look what he helped do for this community. Look what he helped do for these people here. Look what he did for those people there. You know, because we got to change what society is now. Our society is scary. Our society is dangerous. But there's still those good people. There's still us. There's still me. I'm not perfect. I curse from time to time. I get goofy. I do things I shouldn't do. You know, nobody's perfect. But, you know, people look at me today and look at my past and say, wow, you're a totally different person. I'm still me. I'm still Brian. But I'm not the same character I used to be. I'm still the same person. I had all these good traits in me, but I was too caught up in the lifestyle and what was going on in life and trying to fit in with society. You know what? Apparently, VKL, we don't fit in society, but we stand alone. You know, not on top, on bottom. We're just different. I'm not saying we're better or worse or anything. We're different. We do it different. We do it exciting. We stand alone. You know, so, you know, I think it's great that we have the group of people in my life that I have. And the people that are listening, I hope you take this and say, hey, man, let's make positive 2019. Let's make this a better place. You know, we got kids. They're crying. Sorry about that, guys. We have kids that are trying to make a change in world and society today. We've got, right now we're on the government shutdown, you know, and there's nothing positive of it. I'm not taking one side or the other about the wall and the shutdown and all that, but I think that something needs to happen. But we got people taking a stand to change the way things are going in society. And if you just do it in a positive way, the longer it goes, you know, let me tell you something. There ain't nothing, this world wasn't built overnight, so it's not going to change overnight. But if we can get more and more people out there to do better things and act better and give more, just give more, then we can eventually change what's going on. You know, so when I do something good for somebody, I don't expect nothing in return. But, you know, I feel better about myself. And I know that person was thankful. Whether they knew I did it or we did it or you did it. You know, they're thankful. They're very graceful. And you wouldn't imagine how many people I ran across at Christmas time last year, not this year, but last year in Scioto County when I went up there and was taking people in Scioto County, Ohio, and putting the homeless in motels. I would pull up on the street and offer these guys a room in a motel, or the girls, or whoever they were, and you would not believe the people that looked at me and said, Brian, there's others out there that need it worse than I do. I can use some gas if you got it. I can use some kerosene. You know, but they were paying it forward. Even when you think they're at the bottom, they did not feel like they were at the bottom. They felt like there's worse people than me, or there's people worse off than me. Go help them people. So me paying it forward, automatically, that guy, that woman, pay it forward as well. That was instant karma, if you want to call it karma. Instant. I was doing something good for somebody, and that person was worried about doing good for somebody as well. He didn't have the means, so he took the gift that I offered him and gave it to somebody else. That is paying it forward. Being graceful and humble and giving it to the next man. That is being humble and graceful. That showed me that there is love out there. Even when you're at the bottom and you feel like you're at the bottom and you're homeless on the street wanting gasoline. But to give that offer to somebody else that needs it worse than you, boy, that is definitely my definition of paying it forward. So guys, I appreciate you listening to my podcast. I know that some of you people, the reason I do a podcast is because some people just, they don't come into the shop on a daily basis. They're maybe in Florida, like my boy Rodriguez. He's in Florida. He don't get to come into my shop every day and sit down and have a conversation. We don't get to talk every day on the phone. But I'm thinking about him. He's thinking about me right now as he's listening. You know, we're thinking about each other right now. We're probably thinking about, what can we do to make this better? How can I better myself? How can I better somebody else? And that's the key word. Better somebody else. Pay it forward, guys. Pay it forward. And that's why at my shop and in my life, everything I do, I try to do for somebody else. You know, today the guy came in. He only had so much money. So I gave him almost everything. I didn't make hardly nothing off of it. Gave him free batteries. Gave him free juice. Sold him a mod at wholesale price. You know, I lost money, but I don't care. That guy came in yesterday to see the mods that we had and see what he could afford. He knew he couldn't afford nothing. I said, you come back and I will help you. He came back today and I helped that man because he really wanted it, really needed it. And I got some people in Florida that gave some things to give to people that need it. I could have gave it to him. I forgot about that and I apologize. We still have yet to give that to people that truly, truly need it. And I will give that away this year. And you guys, we still got your video. We're going to give that to somebody who's definitely in need. But paying it forward, guys, just remember that. Key word is worry about somebody else. Whoa, there was a deer. Sorry about that. I'll tell you something. I don't tell many people, but now all the people, all the listeners that are listening, let me tell you what the definition of paying it forward is. It's basically love. It's all about love. And the definition, you guys have probably never heard it said like this, but I'm going to tell you the definition of love. It's 11 words, guys. It's the outgoing expression of concern for the well-being of someone else. That's what it's all about. Love and paying it forward go hand in hand. It goes hand in hand. Because that is a loving expression that you do when you're worried about somebody else, man. That's paying it forward, guys. And I'm here to tell you, that's what my life consists of today. I'm not the guy I used to be. I used to be the guy that didn't care, that only cared about money and glamorous things and you know, just that kind of lifestyle. We've all been there probably. But time to pay it forward. With that being said, guys, just remember, love one another, show love to one another. And if you see a homeless man, give him a dollar or two, five if you got it. And reach out and tell somebody today you love them. Whether it be your mother, your brother, your sister, your cousin, a friend you ain't spoke to in a long time, just reach out and tell them you love them. Make that a goal for today. But not just for today, guys, but each and every day, because we are not promised tomorrow. You've heard it said before, and I'll say it again. Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. All of us here at BKL, me, myself, my wife, my family, we want to wish everybody, I hope everybody has a wonderful evening. I'm driving, so I'm a little trying to concentrate on the road, but I'm almost home. But guys, everybody from BKL, from me, myself, I want to give you the utmost respect and love. I love each and every one of you guys, and just stay tuned for the next podcast. And I will announce what it'll be on. And we're not going to touch base on vape related. We'll touch base on just life in general. Guys, BKL, I love you. Thanks for listening. Tune in again for the next podcast. See ya.